Continues the Gemara Daf Tzadivov Omid Beis, 5 lines from the bottom. Tanu Rabbonon, Mekoishesh Zet Slofchot. The Mekoishesh in the Midbar was Slofchot. V'chein Uoimer, Vayu B'nei Yisrael B'midbar V'yimtzu Ish. U'lahalon Uoimer, and afterwards it says, B'nei Slofchot, Ovinu Meis B'midbar. So we compare Gzereshova B'midbar and B'midbar. It says, Vayu B'nei Yisrael B'midbar V'yimtzu Ish, and Ovinu Meis B'midbar. Malahalon Slofchot, just like over there, the Bnei Slofchot referring to their father Slofchot that was made by Midbar, Afkan Slofchot. So when it says Vayu Bnei Yisrael by Midbar Yimso Ish, the Mekoish is referring to Slofchot. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, Omel Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Akiva, Benkach uVenkach. If it's correct what you're saying, and if it's not correct, either way you're at the Osid Litnas Adin. Why? Im Kedvarecha. If it was indeed Slofchot. Hatariki say soy, the Torah was mechase, the Torah didn't reveal straight out who it was. Vata megala oisoy, ain't been megala that which the Torah was mechase. V'im lav, and if it wasn't Slofchot, and it's incorrect what you're saying, so ata moitzilaz alois tzadik, he's not being moitzilaz on Slofchot. Zog de gemorah daf tzadizai nomer aleph, ve'elo ha goma gzeres shova. Why, after all, Rabbi Kiva has a gzeres shova. So if he has a gzeres shova, so it's pretty much mefush because of the gzeres shova. So what does it mean the Torah was mechaset? So gemar gzeres shova like gomar. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira did not learn this gzeres shova. And Tosfos right away says, v'im toima v'ligma b'Rabbi Kiva, let him learn from Rabbi Kiva the gzeres shova, shu kabbalah mirabboi, that it's a kabbalah. Zog de benetam, shoholem b'kabbalah minyan gzeres shova. They had a specific amount of gzeres shovas, how many did they ask in Shas, shebecholot Torah kula. V'zu hois yaseir ala cheshbon, l'fikhole kibla. This was an additional number, above the number of gzeres shovas that they had b'kabbalah. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira does not dash in this gzeres shova. So mele, it's taka not mefurish. He doesn't hold this gzeres shova. So the Torah was kiseyu. Zog de gemara, elo meheicha hava. So the Maaseh, the Pasuk says, Ovinu meis b'midbar. So why did he die? If Slofchot wasn't the Mekoshesh, so why did he take a die in the Midbar? What would B'nai Slofchot referring to? Zog de Gemara, Mevi'apilu have. He was from the Mapilim. The Mapilim that wanted to enter its soul before its time. So that was the Oynish that was meis b'midbar. He wasn't over in the Chet of Chil Shabbos. That Taka wasn't Slofchot. But in the Chet of Vayapilu, which is not as Chomer, that was Taka Ovinu meis b'midbar. Now, the Gemara before in Daf Tzadivov Amid Beis had three sheetas what the chet of the Mekoshesh was. Was he either Mavid Dalal Amis B'Shusir Rabim? Was he Toilish? Or was he Ma'amer? Now, the Yalkut brings a Temur Dika Medrash. The Medrash says that Sholu Talmidov is Rebbe. The Talmidim asked Rebbe the following question. Mekoshesh Mihoya. Who was the Mekoshesh? Om Alehem. So he answered, Ma'oso. What did he do? Omruloi, so they told him, Toilish Oyo, he was Toilish. Omalahem, based on the fact that he was Toilish, so they said Mekoshesh was Slofchot. So it's Minatmiya. Why is he answering the question by first asking a question, what did he do? Manafkarina, what he did. If he knew it was Slofchot, let him say it was Slofchot. Why answer only after that he was Toilish? Only then you said that it was Mekoshesh was Slofchot. So the Pshat is, state in Targum already, In Midrashim it says that Slofchot l'shem shemayim is kaven, because Klal Yisrael thought that mitzvahs are mitli toli only in entering Eretz Yisrael, and once there was a gzera that they're not going to enter after the Chet HaEgel, so there was no purpose to do mitzvahs, so there was no Issa Chil Shabbos, so he went to be Mechal Shabbos to show Klal Yisrael that is the Oynish Misa. So Frekta Masha and Bava Basa Kuf Yutes, on that sugi over there, Frekta Masha, in order to show people that they should be scared and they should know, in order they should know that is an Oynish Misa of Chil Shabbos, what was the head of Tzlofchot? Zokta Masha, unbelievable terror. Zokta Masha, it was a melocha shein etzricha legufa. Because since, now the reason why he got Misa is because they're his rubeid, they don't know Isa Lemisa. But mitzad him midaraisa, it's a melocha shein etzricha legufa, it won't be awesome midaraisa. Because you don't need it legufa. He didn't need the eitzim be'etzim when he was koitza, when he was toilish. He only did it k'dei l'horis halacha. So that's called the melacha shein etzich legufa. Now, l'chare, this is the pshat that what it depends what the avera was, and that's pshat in the yalkut, because by mavi dalad amis, the avera of mavi dalad amis b'shus ram we had in the gemara tzadivov. The gemara said in tzadivov and beis that a maskon was halach l'mesh misinai. So some achayin want to say Rabbi Yosef Engel that by halach l'mesh misinai, since Mavid Al Amis is not like Hoitso, but it's Hilchos Gemirah law, so it works with different Tanoim. And a melacha shen it zichel gufa you'd be chayev on. Mavid Al Amis Dr. Yosef Engel, since Alochol Mesh Misinai, you chay melacha shen it zichel gufa. So Ibezoi, the Mashos Kash is back. What was the head of him to be oiven avera in order to be moira? So his teretz is lochshen tzich legufa. But if he's mavid al ramas, then you don't have that teretz anymore. So mele, it's very geschmack. That's what the medrash says. The yalkut is very geschmack. That he asked him who was mekoshes. So he said, what did he do? So he said he was toilish. Toilish and ma'amer is good. Toilish and ma'amer. So then taka. It's melachshen tzich legufa because I don't need the gufa melacha. I just did it to elahiris, so mele I can say it's tzlofchod. But if it would have been mavir, then it can be tzlofchod because you're not going to say it's tzlofchod did an avera kedei elahiris because at the end of the day chimut eloy lavar and there's no het on melachshen tzich legufa. Zok the medrash very geshmak v'chimi hoya. Mihoya, before he said Mihoya, he asked him Ma'osa. He said he was Toilish. So Toilish Taka is Melach Shein Tzich Legufa, or Ma'amer is Melach Shein Tzich Legufa, because he only did it the Horus. And then he said it was Slofchad. But Einichanami, before he said what the Avera was, Ma'osa, he didn't say yet Mihoya, he wouldn't be Moitzi Laz on Slofchad to say it was Slofchad. Continues the Gemara, Ki Yoitze Badovarata Oimer, we find similarly when it came to Mirim in Aaron, when he spoke Lashon Hara by Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, Vayicha Af Hashem Bom Vayelach, that the Ebeshah was angry at them, Melamit Shaf Aaron Nitztarea, that Aaron also was like a Bitzaras. Besides Mirim, Divir Rabbi Akiva, Omer Rabbi Yehuda Ben Seira, Akiva, Benkach Uvenkach, Atos Litzes Adin, Im Kedvorecho, if you're saying that Aaron was nitzterea hatarikisoy, the Torah doesn't say before that he was nitzterea. Vato megaloi, so you being megalos that with the Torah was mechasa. Vim lav, and if it's not correct what you were saying, so hatar moitzilaz alaiz etzadik, being moitzilaz on Aaron. The elofek the morav eloksev bom. It says vayicha af Hashem bom. It's mashma that Aaron the Ebrish was angry on, so lechor it's clear that he was nitzterea. No, that's not a right that he was nitztarea. Who been nezifa ba'alma? That was merely a nezifa. He received a nezifa from the Eibishter, but not that he was vayecha af Hashem bom. That he was nitztarea like Miriam. Zogmo Tanya Kamadoma Afar nitztarea. There's a price. This is clearly Aaron received tziras. Dichsev vayifen Aaron el Miriam v'hinem tziras. Tono shepono mitzaratoi, meaning vayifen Aaron el Miriam, he was pointer from the tzaras, the same tzaras that she has. He was pointer earlier. He was the srapper earlier. Miriam was the ma'isa, the one that started the chet of lashon hara. So she was longer her tzaras. Aaron was pono mitzaratoi. Is vayifen itake was cured and was healed earlier. But the ma'isa we see a raya that Aaron was nitzareya. Zok the gemara omer shlokshahu achoshe b'ksherim loyke begufa someone is achoshe b'ksherim. Is loike begufa, he gets punished in his body. He gets an ailment, dichsiv. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu told the Eibishter, vehein lo yaminu li. Chai is not going to believe me when I wanted to take, when Eibishter told him to take him out of Mitzrayim. Vegal yikam ikut shebrichu, de mehem ni Yisrael. And it's gol lifnei the Eibishter that Chai is are maminim. Omalei, so the Eibishter told Moshe Rabbeinu, hein maminim b'nei maminim. They're maminim b'nei maminim. Vein v'ato. But you at the end, you're not going to be my min. So we see there in the maminim. And the b'nei maminim d'chsev, because it says, v'hem in b'ashem. By Avram Vinu it says, v'hem in b'ashem, v'yech shver lo tzedoka. V'ato in soif chalahamin. You are at the end not going to be my min. Shenemar, yan lo hemanto bilak disheni. By the chet of Meim Riva, Moshe Rabbeinu was able to bring out a greater Kiddush Hashem. So Yan lo hemanta bi lahagdi sheni. It's a pchin of iamuna. Zok di gemara mimai de loka. So where do we see that Moshe Rabbeinu say he was choshev b'ksherim, but where do you see he was loike b'gufoy? Zok gemara dichsiv. It says in the pasuk vayoyma Hashem loy oid hove no yotcha b'chekecha. And it was yodim mitzaras kashelik. So we see he was loike b'gufoy. After this ma'isa, right afterward it says that it was loike b'gufoy, that it was yodoy mitzaras kashelik. Zok du mar omar ob vitem rab yes rab khnina mit de tuve me herz lovi mit as pogani yes de mit de tuve comes quicker than mit de pogani yes de lobi mit de pogani yes when it came to the terrace my shrabenu xivit says va yoitzi el only when he took it out of his cheek bin yod mit terrace kashalek and then it became a tzera. So after he took it out de lobi mit de tuve my shing by mit de tuve says va yoitzi mi cheek avina shova kipsoroi Micheikoi the Shavu Kipsoroi. Then it got healed already before he took it out. Micheikoi. While it was still in the cheik, it was ready Shavu Lius Kipsoroi. Zog the Gemara, Vayiv La Mata Aaron is Matoisom, Om Rabbe Lozo, Nes B'Toch Nes. The fact that Mata Aaron swallowed the Mata of the Chatumim was Nes B'Toch Nes. Because it didn't swallow it while it was a snake. It swallowed it even when it was a Mata. Not just when it was a snake, even when it became back a mata, it says Vayiv la mata aron es matoisom. So it's neis betoch neis. Zok the Gemara mishus ayoch lishus ayochid. If you throw and lishus rambis beemter, Rabbi Kiv is mechayim and chomim pata. Boi rabo. So we had machlokes if klut kemishuncha. Boi rabo. Is this machlokes lamata masora? Is it going lamata masora tfochim? And it's considered like an shus rabim, and that's where the machlokes is pligi. Uvaho pligi, the machlokes is tolein. The masora Rabbi Kiva holds. I'm gidek lut kumishun chadamya. It's considered like it's hunach in the shus rabim because it's b'toich asora. Umasora loyam gidek lut kumishun chadamya. Mashen lechom say we don't say lut kumishun chadamya, and that's why you put a avol. However. Lamala Masora, if you would have been Zerik Lamala Masora, and since Lamala Masora Rishus Ram is not a Rishus Ram, but rather a Mokam Tur, Rishus Ram is only the first 10. Above that, it's a Mokam Tur. It's not Oila Dorakia like Rishus Yochid. Av Lamala Masora, Divra Hakal Potter, even Rabbi Kiv would agree that it's Potter, because Kumishunka is not going to help me. It's Kumishunka over there. Up there, it's a Mokam Tur. Bishlam Lamata Masora, up there, it's a Rishus Rabim. So Kamisha Hunch over there. But Lamala Masora, Kamisha Hunch is not going to help me. So Divya Hakopotter. Veloy Alfinan Zerg me Moishit. There was an exception we had by the Agolas that we Moishit, the Kroshim, even Lamala Masora. That was the Melech Samishkin. So over there by Hoshoti Yechayv in Lamala Masora, even though Be'etzim at Mokam Tur, that's good for the Chiddush, that's what took place in the Mishkin. So you don't learn that Zerg from Moishit. When you're Moishit, you take Chayv Lamala Masora. But Zerg, you don't learn that from Moishit. Oy Dilma the Gemara says no. Lemaila Masora pligi the machlokes gufa is lemaila Masora. Ubaho pligi the machlokes is in a whole different sugya. Not include kamishuncha, but rather Rabbi Kiva holds the Masora yafin and zorg mi moishet. You learn zorg from moishet just like moishet lemaila Masora. Who had in zorg lemaila Masora? You're going to be chayev. Umasora lo yafin and zorg mi moishet. You don't learn zorg mi moishet, but ain't a chenami. Ava lemata Masora if it's below Asora that you zorg. That means within the Rishus Rabim deva hakol chayev. Everyone holds Yechayev, because everyone holds Klutik Mishuncha. My timer, Klutik Mishuncha Damya. Everyone agrees Klutik Mishuncha. So the question is it Machlekes L'malam Asorah, and Rabbi Kiva holds Yafin Zorg Mimoshet, or the Machlekes is L'matam Asorah, and Rabbi Kiva holds Klutik Mishuncha Damya. Om Rav Yosef Omilsi Baile L'Rav Chizda. This was indeed a question that Rav Chizda asked. However, Upashten Yehale Rav Amnuna. Rav Amnuna was poshet from the following Braise Meho. Mishus Hayochid, Lishus Hayochid, Va'oiva Bishus Ram Atzmo. It says in the Braisa that if you throw it, Mishus Hayochid, Lishus Hayochid, and it passes the Rishus Ram Atzmo, Rabbi Kiva Mechayev, Chomim Poitrim. Now, what does it say, Bishus Ram Atzmo? Zogmora, Mide Ko'oma Bishus Ram Atzmo. The fact that it says Losha Bishus Ram Atzmo, Pshito, Lamata Masora. That's why it's called Lamata Masora, because it's called Rishus Ram Atzmo for that reason, that the Machloikas goof is Lamata Masora. So Pshito, Lamata Masora, Pligi. Meaning, do you say that Klut Kemish Unchadami or not? Because Lamala Masora, that would not be called, that would not be referred to as Rishus Ram Atzmo. Uvamai, so what are we talking about? Elaine b'mavi, if we're talking about that you're mavi, that you're carrying and you're walking with the chayfets, so lamata masora the mechayev, only by lamata masora, b'kivis mechayev, only by Rishus Ram Atzmo, why only lamata masora? After all, lamala masora lo mechayev, you're not going to be chayev? V'omer Rabbi Loza clearly said, ha-moitzi masui lamala masora. We know that Masa b'nei Kos, they carry on k'sefom. So, carrying on Ksefom, we learn out who are in Lamala Masora when you're Mavir. So if you're Moitzi and Masui, Lamala Masora, even though it's Lamala Masora in the Shus Ram, you're Chayev. She came Masa B'nei Kos, because that's what B'nei Kos, when they carried the Oren, they carried Mal above 10 Tvachim. I learned that in the Gemara earlier. The Gemara in Daf Tzadi Beis, we learned that from there, that it was Lamala Masora. So if it's Mavir, then it would not be the din. It would not be that lamala masora. You would not be chayiv. Mashmoyis over here is dafka b'shus ram atzma yichayiv, but not lamala masora. Well, by mavir you should be chayiv lamala masora too. El olav, we're talking about zerg. We're not talking about mavir. We're talking about zerg mishus yoch lishus yoch der shus rabim ulamata masora nimchayiv. And it says only yichayiv in rishus ram atzma means in the rishus ram itself, meaning lamata masora. Because of what? Because of the din of klut kemishuncha. However, lamala masora loy mechayiv.
because you don't learn Zorik from Moishet. So Shema Mino, the Machloikas is Beklut Kemishuncha Pligi. Shema Mino, the Machloikas are Bekiva Olds Klut Kemishuncha, and Rabbonin don't say Klut Kemishuncha, and the Machloikas is by Lamata Masorah. And that's what Tosfos said in the beginning of the Perek in Daf Tzarivov, that if it's the Machloikas is Lamata Masorah, the Yerushalmi says, you're not Tony Ketzad, because the Machloikas in Gzus Trois are Lamata Masorah, that is not the Machloikas of Bekiva Rabbonin, which is Lamata Masorah. So it's not Ketzad Shtei Gzus Trois, it's a separate statement, that's the Rabbi Yeshota, it's not Ketzad, because the Machloikas is Lamata, and Gzus Trois were Lamala. Now this din of being Mavir Chefetz, Moitzi Masu, Lamala Masorah, Tvochim Yechayev, so we're saying now that according to Rabbi Akiva Yechayev, it's Poshet Yechayev. Some Rishonim want to say it's because Rabbi Akiva holds Mahalach Ka'omed Domi. So it's considered like you're Oimed in the Rishus HaRabim. And that's why Yitak Yechayev. Others learn it's a sugya of being mavi mishus yoch lishus yoch derech shus rabim. It's a naya din of being mavi bishus rabim. We're talking about that you being mavi dalal ames bishus rabim. It's a din midin havaras dalal ames bishus rabim yechayev. Even though that kiran anocha were in a different rishus was in rishus yochid, and that's a chiddush in havara. Havaras dalal ames is the chefter of melach, and that kiran anocha is only a tnai. So mele that kiran can be rishus yochid, that anocha rishus yochid, and yechayev in the havara rishus rabim, and that's this din of mavir rishus yoch lishus yochid derech rishus rabim. You're being mavir dalal ames rishus rabim, even in such a case. There's a mechush dekir ritvot that says that the din that yalfin on zoyik mi moishit and yechayev mishus yoch lishus yochid derech rishus rabim. By the tzaddik that it's lamala masorah because yafin zog me moishit zog to ritva. That's only when you're going through the shus rabim laorka. Because after all, the shot of the krushim was we said was from one agola to the one in front of it, not to the one to the side of it. Dafke beorkoi. So who adin? It's only when the oicha shus rabim you're going through. But now when you're going through the roicha shus rabim, because since you're learning yafin zog me moishit, it has to be the zorik dafke like the moishit, which is dafke laorka and not lerochva, not to the side. But Dafka Rishus Rabim going in front of you. So the Mar came out Lamaskonah, the Machlekes of Bekim Rabbonon is in Klutik Mishuncha and not in Yalfin and Zorg Mimoshit. Zok the Gemara Upligi the Rebbe Lozer. This din that we said that the Machlekes is Dafka Lamata Masora, do we say Klutik Mishuncha is not like Rebbe Lozer? The Om Rebbe Lozer, Mechayev or Rebbe Kiva Filo Malam Asora. Rebbe Kiva is Mechayev even the Malam Asora. Why? Because he's tackling Zorg for Moshit. The Bryce says Rishus Ram Atzma, which implies that it's in the Rishus Ram itself, Mashma Betech Asara. So it's coming to tell me that the Rabbonon Pater, even when Yezurik Lamata Masara, even when Yezurik in the Rishus Ram Atzma, still the Pater because they don't say Klut Kemishuncha. But Ein Chanami, Rabbi Kiva Taka holds even Lamala Masara Pligi. And he holds that Yechayiv even Lamala Masara because Yafin and Zurik mean Moshit. The Ritva says Dafkin as that type of Zorik, where it's la'orka shereshus rabim, like Moshit. But a kaponim, yechayiv even l'malo masora. So it comes out, betati pligi, according to this. They say machlokes in l'malo, and say machlokes in l'mato. Rabbonon say that, koicha de Rabbonon, that you put even l'mato masora, you don't say klut kemishuncha, even b'shus ram atzmo. And Rabbi Kiva is mechayiv, even l'malo masora, even though it's not in b'shus ram atzmo, but yechayiv because of yafin zorik mi Moshit. Zok the Gemara now a fourth pshat, meaning told now there were three pshatim. Either the machlokes is in klut kemishuncha lamata, or the machlokes is in yafin zog mi moishit lamala, or the machlokes is two extremes. Rabbonon say that you put even lamata, and Rabbi Kiva says you chayiv even lamala. And now the Gemara says the fourth pshat, upliga de Avchilke Batuvia. Avchilke Batuvia says, the omer Avchilke Batuvia, toich shloisha lidive hakoil chayiv. Rabbi Kiva and Chomim both say that betoich gimel, everyone holds yechayiv when it's lamata mishloisha tvochim in the karka of the Shus Rabim. And lamayla masora above 10 in the Shus Rabim, everyone holds your potter. Lidive hakol potter. Now what's the machlekes? What you're zerikin? Mishloisha vat sora. Dafka mi gimel an asora. A new machlekes, dafka mi gimel an asora. And that's the bottom machlekes of Bekim Rabbonon. Do we say klutika mishuuncha mi gimel vat asora or not? Not like a belozer that holds that Rabbi Kiva is mechayiv even lamala masora. But rather, the machlokes is dafka mi gimel ad yud, and over there is the machlokes in klut kemishuncha. Not the toich gimel. Toich gimel, everyone holds that yitak achayiv because of the din of lovud. Zok ma'otani ha mihochi, that betoich shloisha divri hakol chayiv, lamala masora ein ala mishum shvus, lamala masora it's only an issa d'rabonon, because you're being zorik from your rishus to another rishus, but lemaisa it's a different rishus chaveroi, but be'etzim you're going in a mokum tour. And the Rabbanon Dekadin, you shouldn't go from one Rishus to another Rishus. even though be'etzim it's potter. V'imhoyu reshuyah shaloi. But if the two reshuyahs are his, then it's like a mutter. Because then there's no gzeret rabbonon, there's no shvus that you be asked to go to a different person's reshus. However, mishloish of arasora, Rabbi Kiva mechayev v'chachomim poitrin. Rabbi Kiva is taka mechayev. They say klut k'mishulcha megimel arasora and achomim pater. Zok the Gemara omar marim hoy reshuyah shaloi. Then it's mutter. Frag the Gemara lehmit haftiuf to the Rav. The Itmar, Shnei Batim, Shnei Tzidir Shus Rabim. If you have two homes on two sides of the Shus Rabim, Rav Huna Omar Rav, Rav Huna said the name of Rav, also Lizog Mizel Zeh. You're not allowed to throw from one to another. Ushmul Omar, Mutta Lizog Mizeh Mizeh. You're allowed to throw from one to another. Now we're talking about two Batim on two sides of the Shus Rabim that both belong to one person. Because otherwise, Ushmul would not be matir to be zerg from one Rishus to another Rishus. So L'chayru we see Rav that says that it's Osir. L'chayru we're talking about one person's Rishus, and we see that it's Osir. We just finished saying that what? Rishuy Shaloi's Muta, Rav Asir's, Tiyuf to the Rav, because Rav says Shneitz, Batim Shneitz, Rishus Rabim, owned by one person. Rav still says Osir Lizrak Mizelize, Shmuel says Muta. It has to be talking about one person, but if it's two people, Shmuel will not be Matir. So L'chayru Shver and Rav that says that's Osir, we see Tiyuf and Rav. Zog the Gemara, V'lav Miu Kimno Lahi. Didn't we zetz it ein? Can go in the midlichad umitzichad. We're talking about one house. They're not exactly parallel to one another. One is higher and one is lower. The zimni nofa v'osel asuye. The reason why we don't allow you to throw zok rav is because you might miss. You might not end up in the other person's rishos ayochid or your own rishos ayochid, but rather will end up falling in the rishos rabim. And if it falls in the rishos rabim, so then you might, there's a chash that you might go fetch it and bring it from the Shus Rabim to your home. So that's the reason. Lo'olam, it's one person that owns both batim. But the chash is, since one is midli and one is higher and one is lower, so you might end up missing and falling into Shus Rabim, and then you'll go get it from the Shus Rabim and bring it to your bayis. And that's a Rav Osar. But lo'olam taka, im hoy reshuyah shaloi, it's taka muta. If they're exactly equal, if they're parallel to one another. But if one is higher, one is lower, that's a Rav is choshesh, and that's where he asks. Now, in the etzim fact, if that item falls between the two batim in the Shus Rabim, you're not going to be chai for that. But that's misasik. I'm being misasik and thrown to the other bias. The fact that it fell in between, that's misasik. But the chashash now, why he asks is because he might come to get it. But in the etzim mefilah of the Shus Rabim, that's not called a maisa itso. You're misasik and thrown to the other bias. Zok the Gemara, Omer le Rav Chizda le Rav Amnuna. Va'amil le Rav Amnuna le Rav Chizda. From where do we know this din of lavud that called pachas mishloisha kolavadomi? We just said that lamata migimel kule amale pligi, that it's considered that yichayev because it's in the rishus rabim itself. So that's a din of lavud. Menoha milsa. From where do we know the din of called pachas migimel is kolavud? That means toch gimel yichayev, even if it's not nach over there. The fact that it went through toch gimel, it's like it's in the rishus rabim. And so how do we know this din of lavud? Zog de gemara. It's impossible for a Shus Rabim not to have bumps. Every Shus Rabim is not exactly a flat surface. So a Shus Rabim ultimately has bumps and ditches of Gimel. So a Mele Tech Gimel is considered a Shus Rabim because that is what the Shus Rabim is. A Shus Rabim has ditches and hills and little things that go up because you have things that are there, that are notes in the Shus Rabim. So Mele Tech Gimel is the Rishus Rabim itself. Frag the Gemara, if that's the case, I hochi, shloisha nami. So, since if you have a gafshushis in Rishus Rabim that you can't remove because that's part of Rishus Rabim, so if you have a hill that's Gimel Tvachim, should also be considered lavud, should also be a din of lavud. Because after all, why dafka Tech Gimel? Vesu, another kasha, hodetan, state a mishnah in Sukkah. Hamishal shel tfanis milamad lamato. If someone has the tfanis of the Sukkah, they don't reach all the way to the bottom. They start from the top and they go down to the bottom, but they don't reach the bottom. They're betoich gimel. Imen gvoim min ha'oretz. If they're above the ground more than gimel shloisha tvachim, then psulo. Then it's not considered a doifin. Ha'pochas mishloisha k'sheiro. Less than gimel, it's kosher. It's considered a doifin that reached to the ground. Must be because of the din of lavud. What's lavud negay over here? If you tell me the whole reason of lavud is because he efshed the shus rabim that it has milk the v'hidni. It has things in there. It has all types of items and gavshushisin and all types of kroshim that are notes over there and kalim and barzel that you don't have by a doifin of a sukkah. That's a din of Rishus Rabim. So why would it be a din of love and then the doifin of the sukkah? So we see clearly that that's not the reason. Zog the Gemara, We're answering at least the second kasha. Hosamainu taima. The reason why this doifen of the sukkah is kasha, mishum dehavale mechitza shagdiim boikim boy. Meaning, the reason why it's possible when it's lamalamas mishloisha is because gedim can go under it. That is mafsik the shei mechitza. It's not called a doifen. It's, if it doesn't go to the karka and gedim can go under it, that's not called a shame doifen. That's why the sukkah is possible. Mashenka, when it's toich gimel, gedim cannot go through it. And that's why it's a kosher doifen. That is the reason why by sukkah it's kosher. It's because toich gimel, gedim are not boikim b'seichoi. And it's taken out of love with the gedim. Frek, the gemara teinach lamato. That's correct when you have this area that's open, this gap lamato, on the bottom. So gedim either could or can enter. But lamala, Michael Memar, the same din we have by the tfanis that a toich gimel of the schach. So why over there would it be kosher apostle toich gimel? Over there it's not a question of gedim. Must be tzedin of lavud. So we see lavud is not totally in the shemesh shus rabim because of what's that negate by the doifen of the sukkah lamala? It's a new din of lavud. Elo zoktu gemara. Lovud is taka haloch lamesh misinai. Elo kol pachas mishloisha ke lovud domu hilchasa gemirilo. It's a haloch lamesh misinai. And that sai in Rishus Rabim and sai by the din of doifen of sukkah, it's a haloch lamesh misinai that tech lovud, that tech gimel is considered, that it's lovud, it's considered closed up. Now the Rechonim want to say in this etzim din of lovud that the Gemara is comparing the din of lovud that we have by Rishus Rabim to the din of a doifen of sukkah that it extends to the ground even though it's a gap of toich gimel. So be'etzem yesh lechalik between the din mechitz of lavud and the algemene din of lavud. The din of lavud that we have in kol ha'toyer kula is a din of aras michta. That the din of lavud, it's considered that it's kesosum domu. The lavud is kesosum. It's considered like it's closed up. It's considered like the rishus ram is extended. The rishus ram is not flat surface. The rishus ram, because of the gavshushes that are all over the place, so it's considered like an aras michta. It's filled up. That's one din of lavud. Mechitz is another din lavud. The din of mechitz is like a din of good achis and good asik, that the mechitz extends. It's an extension of the mechitzah. Just like good achis and good asik, it extends. So the din mechitzahs, betech gimel, the lavud of the mechitzahs, lechor is the din mehilchas mechitzahs, that the mechitzah extends. So lechor, what's the comparison? One is the din lavud in aras michta, in commander malia, and one is the din in lavud in din mechitzahs. So Zogna Chayim that we see over here that in Sukkah Koponim, the doifen of the Sukkah is taka midin the lovud of Kolot Arikula. That it's a lovud of Aras Michta. It's a lovud of Kamanda Maliyadomi. It's not the din of good Achis and good Asik of Hilchas Mechitzas Dikid Lovud. That would be the Chayim comparison to compare the two dinim. Otherwise, it's two Hilchas and Lovud that we're comparing one to another. Another discussion in the Rishonim that we're saying that Toich Gimel, the Divihakal Chayev, and that's the din of Lovud over here, the Gemara later says in Daf Kuf that Toich Gimel, you need a Hanocha Gabi Mashu. So over here, there's no Hanocha Gabi Mashu. It's going through the Shus Rabim. Mishus Yoch Lishus Rabim. Mishus Yochid Lishus Yochid Derech Shus Rabim. Where is the Hanocha Gabi Mashu? It's Toich Gimel, but it's not Munacha Gabi Mashu. So someone answer that is only in the Rishus Rabim itself. Mashenka, when you're going through Rishus, from Mishus Yoch Lishus Yochid, then you might not need the Hanocha Gabi Mashu. Meaning this din of klutu kemisha huncha that we're saying lekuli alma is b'shus achas you need agave mashu, but when it's going from one shus to another, then it's easier to say this din of klutu. Okay, we'll stop over here towards the bottom of daf tzadi zayin omer aleph, but the gemara ton rabbonon.